Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president adds some further definition to his comments on a violent race-related protest. As background, three people were killed in violence Saturday at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and in a helicopter crash that police have linked to the protest. At a news conference, Virginia's Governor Terry McAuliffe said the right-wing protesters were not the patriots they claimed to be. Shortly after the rally had been canceled in Charlottesville, Virginia, a car rammed into people in a street as they left a counter-protest. A 32-year-old woman was killed, about two dozen other people injured. Police say they had the driver of the car in custody, identifying him later Saturday as James Alex Fields, about 20 years old, of Ohio. The FBI and U.S. Justice Department Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office have opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming. Now, the violence in Charlottesville was widely condemned, with many politicians and activists on both the left and the right criticizing Donald Trump, a Republican, for waiting too long to address it, and when he did so, failing to explicitly condemn the white supremacist marchers who ignited the melee.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
The violence has put some fresh pressure on the Trump administration to take an unequivocal stand against the segment of his political base. Some rightists have claimed allegiance to him. Again, the White House said in a statement that Trump's remarks on Saturday condemned all forms of violence and bigotry, including neo-Nazi groups and the Ku Klux Klan.